Australia's push to become a top 10 weapons exporter appears to be faltering, with figures instead showing the country is now one of the world's largest military importers, behind only Saudi Arabia. The Morrison government is questioning the accuracy of the global rankings, but one leading analyst warns it'll be virtually impossible to overtake other nations. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Early last year, the Turnbull government unveiled a bold plan for the country's defence industry sector.
More exports of our defence industry products, of our defence industry technology.
And it came with an ambitious target set by the then Defence Industry Minister, Christopher Pyne.
We expect that in the next 9 years, because of the investments of this government, we'll move to being in the top 10 defence exporters in the world, and so we should be.
But progress is slow. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute crunches the numbers on the global arms trade each year, and its latest analysis shows Australia has fallen from number 18 in the global rankings for military exports to number 25.
Getting up that league table is actually really hard, and I don't think there's any realistic prospect of climbing into the top 10.
Dr. Andrew Davies is from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
Not moving up the table doesn't mean that the defence sector isn't expanding, because everybody's trying to sell more. So it's entirely consistent that Australia could be exporting more and not moving up the table.
What's caused Australia to go from number 18 in exports 2 years ago to number 25?
Probably what we're seeing is just, for whatever reason, 2018 probably didn't see quite as many orders filled. We could easily move up or down a few places this year as well.
And there's something else. Military imports are growing. Australia now sits only behind Saudi Arabia when it comes to being the biggest importer of military hardware.
We've started paying for Joint Strike Fighters. That's a significant big-ticket item. I think we've probably made payments on the Future Submarine project. Our Air Force is in the process of recapitalising its entire fleet, and you don't have to buy many aeroplanes before you start racking up some big dollar bills.
This week, the Defence Industry Minister, Melissa Price, is travelling to the United States to promote Australian military companies. In a statement to the ABC, she concedes becoming a top 10 global defence exporter is an ambitious target, but insists the Morrison government remains committed to boosting defence export opportunities. And she's questioned the accuracy of the Stockholm Institute's figures, querying whether it's captured all of Australia's military exports.
Look, I think everyone who uses those figures realises that there's some issues with the methodology, but they use the same technique every year. So I think in trend terms, it's fair to draw inferences from it.
That's the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Dr. Andrew Davies, ending that report by defence correspondent Andrew Green.